I know how you think. I know what you do. I know you live very hypocritical lives with your kids. Kids, lay off them drugs. Bring me a beer, Mama. Daddy, Mr. Jones wants you on the phone. Tell him I'm not here. Understand, folks? You and I are signs to the world. You and I are a sign to this world. Or you and I are a trumpet that is blown by the breath of God. What is the tune that comes from us? Is it a tune of condemnation and damnation? Or is it one of love and peace and joy, forgiveness, always merciful, full of grace? You and I are God's sacrament to the world. Some of you are probably thinking I'm in heresy the way I'm talking. I just got this from the church. You and I are God's sacrament to the world. Jesus was God's sacrament to us. And we people that join in His body become God's sacrament to the world. We are the sign to the world. Boy, we've been a hell of a sign, haven't we? Well, come on, haven't we? Do you know that there's many divorces sitting in this room as there is in the secular world? Because we didn't live the sign, we passively received it. We didn't live our baptism, we passively received it. When we live our baptism to new life, we're a sign. When we live our confirmation under the power of the Holy Spirit, which is love, we're such a sign. Our marriage vows become a sign to the world. Some of them a heck of a sign, but you understand what I'm talking about the split reed or the bad horn? God's breath still blows through us, folks. If He drew it back, we'd drop dead. But it plays a horrible tune, doesn't it? Our reconciliation to one another is such a sign. You notice I'm talking about each one of the sacraments. The ordination of a priest is such a sign. A person that separates himself from others to marry Jesus, what a sign. If we live it, it becomes a horrible sign if we live something else, doesn't it? The music that comes from our trumpet. If we learn to live in freedom of the fear of suffering and death, we become a sign. The Eucharist is the sign of God's love for you and I. Do we really believe that He is alive in the Eucharist? Do we really believe that He is alive in that reenactment? If we believe it and we walk out of church, who do we become like? I'm going to ask that again. If we believe that Jesus is really present in the Eucharist and I receive Him into my body, when I walk out of church, who is really present to the world?
Jesus.
One more time.
Jesus.
And folks, many of us are saying, yes, and that's a great mystery. Oh, it's not near as mystical as you think. You walk outside and somebody dents your fender and you forgive them, the mystery is gone, folks. That's what Jesus would do. Somebody slaps you and you turn your cheek. You have to cooperate with God. God never forces Himself on anyone. If we believe, and ours is not just cultic worship, then we must be living signs of God's holy love. Now, I'm going to end with a story. There's a story of one of the disciples of Jesus shortly after he died going about the countryside collecting accounts of the miracles of Jesus. And he goes into this one village and he says, "Tell me of the miracles of the Master." And the leader of the village says, "Well, there are miracles, and there are miracles." He said, "Where you come from, it's a miracle when God does man's will. But here where we're from, it's a miracle when man does God's will." Folks, that's the miracle in this world, is when you and I do the will of God. Most of us are gathered together in groups praying that God will do our will, thinking that'll be a miracle. Love your enemy. That's a miracle. Do good to those that hate you. That's a miracle. Bless those that curse you. That's a miracle. Somebody slaps you on one cheek, turn the other. That's a miracle. Somebody takes your coat, give them your shirt. Glory to God, isn't that a miracle? How many of you in here ever done anything like that? Don't raise your hands. You'll embarrass the others. I know you two guys. You understand what I'm talking about? Somebody steals your coat, give them your shirt. That's a miracle, isn't it? Oh my God, what a miracle. Somebody robs you of your property, let them have it. Another miracle. Glory to God. And we think it's a miracle when God locks him up. Does our will. You understand? Oh, if we would only pray that we could do the God's will, we'd see a miracle on this earth. I'd like to leave challenging you to let God blow your trumpet. Let the breath of God blow through your life. Get rid of those split reeds. Reeds that live one way at the office, one way with the kids, and another way in the church. You know, we all come to church and we think, boy, this is a wonderful group of people. And they walk home and fight like cats and dogs, don't we? The only action that's any value is one of God's holy love. Christianity is a process. It's a process of becoming. It is not a product. You and I are becoming signs of God's holy love. It is the breath of the Holy Spirit that blows the trumpet that has any value. And folks, we all know what the Holy Spirit does, don't we? It feeds the hungry. It clothes the naked. When it's robbed, it lets them have it. Sure do love you, and it's been a joy talking to you.